Well, we'll talk to the Wanderers again because they're winning. No, that's not the case. We're always talking to them.
They'll take
on the Mariners in Gosford this coming Sunday afternoon, and Scott Jamieson on the weekend. I reckon he scored one of the goals of the season without a doubt, even though it was disallowed. Scott, I reckon it was a goal. Good morning.
Good morning, Slats, TK. Yeah, thanks for reminding me again of the goal I scored but got disallowed. Everyone keeps reminding me every day now, and the more I get reminded of it, the more I think I'll never score a goal again like that, and it just makes me more and more upset, mate, so I appreciate it.
Oh, mate, it was a hell of a strike. I'd just stick with it. Just say, no, it was a goal, and you'll know it.
I think the only good thing to come out of it, it's probably been the most publicised, disallowed goal in A-League history, so in fairness, I've kind of put a goal if I look at it, because it keeps getting airtime, and people keep on promoting it. So I've ran with it as much as I can. I think it's Thursday. It's kind of lost its mojo a little bit now. So I need to stop showing people, that's for sure.
What was the infringement?
I think it was a little hand on the fun little touch from Federico on one of their players. But the referee ruled it. It was a very soft foul, but what can you do?
It was a pure strike, I know that, but just no cigar at all. Four in a row, Scott. How good's that? And all of a sudden, the mojo is back.
Yeah, look, last time I spoke to you boys, we were I think, 9-2.
That's right.
Yeah, so, it's one of those things where, you would have heard it before, but we kept believing in what we're doing. And regardless of the slow start with the points we had, we still felt that the performances warranted a lot more than that, and look, we're not getting carried away, but we're very confident in what we've been doing, and we go into every game now believing if we play to the way we can play, the result will come our way, and that's no different with Central Coast this weekend.
I think, mate, a lot of the time in sport, you've just got to get that feeling back. You know, you've got to teach yourself how to win again.
Well, we're winning. Yeah, winning is something that it can just keep on happening if without thinking about it. It's one of those drugs where you love it so much, you just want it to keep on happening. And as I said, when the confidence is sky high, you feel definitely that you can go into every game winning. And that's something that we definitely believe in.
Yeah, certainly. I think that's as many wins as you've had all last season. Is that right? Four?
It is, yeah. It is. Myself and a few of the other new boys that joined the club this year just reminded a few of the older boys that have been here.
There you go.
That we're probably the reason why that we've got the four wins. Having a bit of banter with them, but no, it's fantastic. It really is. We worked really hard to I guess have a big season. And regardless of what happened last year, we definitely feel that everything we're doing is hopefully going in the right direction towards a successful season.
The fan situation, have you got any thoughts on that, Scott?
Oh, look, yeah. I think, the fans that we have are incredible. And fans in the A-League are also very good. I feel that they've got a right to I guess, feel aggrieved, feel upset with what's happening because, most of them are doing the right thing on game days and they're paying their hard-earned money and, they're getting hung out to dry a little bit. But, for a player, I guess on the weekend, I hope they don't, I guess in a way, walk out because it could come down to, I don't know what minute they're looking to walk out, but, it could be 0-0 or it could be down and we need those kind of extra motivation from the fan. And if they walk out, it could be deemed, it could be a little bit upsetting for us. But I understand where they're coming from. They're feeling attacked and rightly so if they're doing the right thing on game days and behaving the right way.
It could prove counterproductive, though, Scott, as you've touched upon. If they walk out and, suck the atmosphere out of the stadium, because in many, many ways they've been your 12th man.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we went to Newcastle and we had a good few thousand. And for me, that was something incredible. And no disrespect to Central Coast, but, they always look forward to having the Wanderers come to their home ground because they know the atmosphere and the crowd are going to be bumped up because of the Wanderers fans. And like I said, I fully understand where they're coming from. The people that are doing the right thing are getting, painted with a pretty bad brush and they feel aggrieved. But I just feel that, for supporting the team, it would be helpful for us if they could just stay there the whole 90 minutes and I guess prove these people that, are throwing shade at our game that, they're totally wrong and their opinions are really worthless.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Scott Jamieson from the Western Sydney Wanderers. See, Scott, I reckon it's a positive thing for the fans that are left because, you know, because the majority, as you mentioned, 99.9% do the right thing. Hopefully the bad ones are gone, so there shouldn't be any further trouble.
Oh, look, yeah. I think, you know, with these people coming out and attacking our fans, our game, you know, they generally do feel threatened. And that's something that, for our, you know, great, loyal, you know, standing fans, they should be proud of. And I think it's also about, you know, just respecting the fact that, you know, we are here to stay. And you know, as I said, if our fans can really embrace the fact that, you know, we need them and hopefully they understand that, I'm sure they do. You know, they stick it out and as I said, stay the whole game and you know, give it to the people that are throwing shade at our game in that way.
How will you take on the Mariners?
Oh, look, first and foremost, you know, they're a young, energetic, you know, youthful side. So you know that they're going to be running, you know, energetic throughout the whole 90 minutes. And it's about us being controlled and being professional in what we do. We have to really balance it because they do attack a lot. But it's an exciting game because, as I said, I feel they, you know, they're a very youthful side that will have a lot of energy. And, you know, we're coming off four wins. So it's something that I feel... will be an entertaining game, that's for sure.
Well, that's the main thing. And everybody, you go with the same side that posted the fourth successive win last week?
You'd think so. But then in football, and especially with our, you know, talented squad, there's always players trying to knock down the door to get in the team. And that's why it's important that we all train well throughout the week. So I'm not too sure what the boss will go with. But the good thing is, you know, players that are coming back from injuries have started getting some minutes, whether in the youth team or coming on, and it's really making a headache now, and something that throughout this season, you know, we can chop and change, and hopefully every player that comes in and plays will do the job.
Good on you, mate. It's good to see that, Popper never gets ahead of things, does he?
No, that's for sure. You come into training every day thinking, I better perform in training today or I could be on the sideline.
There you go, mate. Well done, Scott. Always good to chat. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, chaps. Have a good one.
There he goes. Scotty Jamieson. Energetic, off and on the park, which is terrific. The Central Coast at tab.com.au. $3.40, the Mariners. The draw, $3.50. The Western Sydney Wanderers are $2 to make it five wins in a row. That'll be kickoff up there at Central Coast Stadium. Terrific stadium to watch your footy at. Sunday at 5 o'clock will be the kickoff.